The early bird catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombeye, where he unpacks global affairs, analyze issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM, the eye. The eye.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Chombe. 15 minutes past the hour of 6, and it's the 6th of March 2026, and we are at the right time, at the right place, as it has always been the case. This is your morning platform that we discuss affairs of global issues, continental, regional, and domestic affairs, everything that affect our bread and butter. We look at politics, economics, policy analysis, and also look at current affairs, what is happening in the continent of Africa, what is happening in the world, what is happening at home, what progress have we done, what are some of the areas which need constructive criticism, what are some of the areas which we need to praise, because the good thing about Namibia, we don't only have challenges, we also have progress. And the way progress is made, it's quite important also to understand and respect, and also look at what it has been improved, so that we can learn forward. We look at challenges, mistakes, and also how can this be solved, and also looking into the future, because the main objective is that whatever we do, we must, as one of the callers always advised, that we must never forget that we have an economy to build, we have, a nation to feed, and also a country to protect. And that should be the objective of everybody. When you are waking up, before you look at other things, before you look at your personal goal, know that you are operating within a bigger goal, that is national developmental priorities. And when we reach 2030, we must also make a plan to celebrate. We will celebrate whatever we have achieved, because it has been a tiring 30 years. And we can also be able to learn of mistakes we have done, because the nation grow not in days, not in months, not in years, but in terms of decades and long term. And there should always be changes and development, things that need to be done. So every morning that you are waking up, you must know and understand that life is, although you need to work with everybody, understand that life is also understood to be a do-alone project. You need to make sure that you should not blame people when things are not going well in your life. Understand that you are born alone, and you exit this world alone. And whatever you do, the decision that you are making, the people that you are getting connected to, don't let people be in charge of your destiny. Make sure that every time you are waking up, you are making decision for yourself. And also understand that, it's a series of decisions that we are making. When you come to that point, then it's easier for you to note that blaming a person must be the second thing to do. But you should also ask yourself, what have I done? And it's actually helping to have a critical self-assessment to see, I need to change the way I'm operating. I need to move this way. This is how I should deal with individuals. And this is how should I also understand how things are operating. Because you find really, especially young people, we are very angry. We are very angry about everything. We think everything is the world owes us. We blame the government. We blame the private sector. We blame the civil society organization. But forgetting that you are part of the world, and you must also be able to do one or two things that can be able also to assist not only you, but also to assist the country moving forward. Today, we'll be looking at e-governance, how we have been, what are some of the improvements when it comes to e-governance, when it's coming to electronics affairs, when it's coming to information dissemination, connection of internet, and also how Namibia have been. But before we go to that, there are some of the positive development which are happening some of quite positive development which are happening, especially in Namibia. But you know, apart from the battle of words which happen in parliament, apart from the battles of words which happen in parliament, it's indicated that the delegation of Namibia Economic Freedom Fighters has visited the Namibian president, that is Dr. Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah, and the leadership look at various discussions, and one of the delegates was Michael Ramshelelo, and he indicated that he was disappointed by the way National Assembly is operating, and he stated that among the matters discussed is the president's exercising of Article 57. And that is a dissolution of National Assembly. That is a discussion. That is what Ramshelelo has said. And one, this can only happen in a situation where the National Assembly is not functioning, and the president is empowered by that act of the Constitution to say when you become stagnant, when you become non-operational, you dissolve you. But I think some of the discussion which have been presented. But when the leaders come together, and I think it's a good thing in Namibia, especially when we can have different opinions, but you understand that when we come to the table, it's quite a very good thing. Unlike other countries, if you were in opposition, it's very difficult for you to enter the state house. Some oppositions in other countries are in jail. Go and look at Uganda. Go and look at Tanzania. Then you understand that Namibia is a beautiful country. Ramshelelo visited the state house with the delegation from NEFF, and that was some of the discussion. And looking at where we are, I think exercising of Act 57, to me, I think is too early. But in a situation in other countries, in a situation when parliament becomes stagnant, become non-operational, the president has that right to dissolve it and call for another elections within a given period of time. And it's interesting act to look into in the Namibian constitution, because when you look into such a situation, you must be able to understand that the state institutions are placed to that extent that they check each other, they check and balance each other. When you are not operating, I discipline you here. When I'm not operating, this is how you deal with me. But is it not too early? Is it not too early? Maybe we are finding a way to find better ways of doing things, especially when it comes to lawmaking implementation, because the world is waiting for Namibia to position herself. People are waiting. And if you look in the street, if you look at the village, the downtrodden, if you look at there are people who really need assistance, but the law is crippling them. The law is putting them down. But that is the only power that we are given. But I think with our diverse parliament, I don't think that is the way for now. I think with the time that we have, maybe 2026 will be the year of good things, particularly when it's coming to changing of laws. But what we see, the fights I see, our Minister of Education the other time was very, very angry, and I've never seen that. And let's hope we are not going to focus on taking people out of balance and also operating on anger. But look at the practical reality of things to say, Namibia, we have a lot of things that we can do. We have a lot of things that needed to be done. But let's see. That will be worked out. And the other thing is that the brave gladiator receive a reward boost of 300,000 from Namibia telecommunication giant, that is MTC. After they won the Hollywood Bets COSAFA Women Championship early this month, and some of the fans from MTC Namibia, and they are lucky ladies. Lucky ladies, it's not only from MTC. They've also received a lot of gifts and also the Ministry of Education. So put some cash on the table to be able to thank these ladies. And it's quite a very good thing. It's quite a very good thing, especially in not only motivating them, but what they made us. They made us not only happy, but also they put Namibia in the map and create opportunities also for them, because other teams in the world, they are also looking at them to say they are Namibians there. Yeah, the Katutas, them and the Coleman, they're meeting Gonda. A lot of, ladies, now number 10. To say there are a lot of, ladies there, who are doing very well, particularly in terms of football, then they will be able to get opportunities. But, the very important thing is Namibia putting us on the map. We may be not, we may be a country that did not win African Cup of Nation. We might be a country that did not attend World Cup ever. But when it comes to our regional affairs, when it's coming to COSAFA, we are also a superstar within our corner. And that should be respected. It could be that that is the foundation of the future. Because if we can win COSAFA, we can also win AFCON. Then we can also maybe one day go into the World Cup, because that is still a dream for Namibia to play into the World Cup. That is still a dream. But let's see how the future will be. And the only thing that we should look into is continuation of supporting Namibian not only footballers, but athletes. Continuation of supporting them, not only when they are at the peak. I remember there was a time where Christine Boma and Masilingi were receiving all this sponsorship, every in and out, all the companies, everybody was at them. This time they were at their peak. They were the superstars of SADC, Africa and the world. But the question is now, where are the ladies now? What is happening now? Are they still competitive? Are they still in sport? Or they are just with their coach? Tate Bota. Where are they now? Are they still receiving assistance? Because the problem that maybe we should also deal with in Namibia is that let us look at the sustainability of our athletes, because that is our greatest investment. Because these ladies, if they are supported very well, long term, and their future is also sorted, they will continue to become champions because they are still young. Maybe for the next 15 to 20 years, then they will also groom others. But not only to support them at the level of their peak, but continuation. Because sustainability is what matters, not only in terms of projects and policies, and also in terms of our athletes. Because what we see in Namibia is that you go, you move around, you find people that you were seeing on TV, just in the street. And it's quite not a very good thing. It's not giving us respect that we want. In the street, doing almost nothing. But these were the champions of Namibia. But let us make sure that we maintain that. And we must also learn a lesson from our champions. I remember there was a time where Harry Simon was number one. He was the first guy to bring us a world champion in Namibia. But there was a time where he was also struggling. And the world was just looking at him. Then he has to find a way to come back. But that could not be, should not be what will happen moving into the future. Let's hope there will be sustainability in terms of assistance, not only assistance in terms of money, but also in terms of maintaining finance and also their future. Because let us not only support our people during that short period of time, but looking into the future. Other people, they keep their legends. They keep their champions. If you look at South Africa, for example, they keep their champion. They put them in the system. And because that is it's not only history, but it's also our national pride. Let us hope that will also motivate other people to continue, especially following that footstep. They got money. Let's hope they will get other assistance too. And if they are in school, are they also getting assistance too, to make sure that they complete what they are doing, because there must always be a backup plan in time of need. So let us look at ShopRite, then we'll look a little bit on all updates to say what is happening in the Middle East, what is Iran saying, what is the US saying, and at what level of battle they are into. But we'll come back shortly.
There's no price like the ShopRite price. That's why we're committed to bringing you lower prices on all the essentials you need. Like 10 kg Best Choice Pure White Sugar for only 184 Namibian dollars 99. And 10 kg Rice King Long Grain Parboiled Rice, only 186 Namibian dollars 99. Never pay more than the ShopRite price. Valid until 8 March 2026. Only at ShopRite. Catch Ready, Steady, Cook on One Africa. Proudly brought to you by ShopRite Namibia.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that does not have capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that does not have capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Ipurane ngeno wapubwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku dite opoye ekukulile oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwala onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa nune udo otukwetira o special angeta shake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka okone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa ninge kwata fanona monika ko Eagle FM onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile konderewa vera hetatu natu bali o hetatu batatu omafelane Eagle FM the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
The early birds catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombeye, where he unpacks global affairs, analyze issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yeah, 34 minutes past the hour of 6. You are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And you can still engage us in the studio at 083-288-401 or 083-288-401. And from the context of Namibia, Looking at the battlefield in the Middle East, it's indicated that the war is intensifying. And there is a continuation of destruction in Iran, in Israel, and also in the neighboring countries, especially when it comes to the war. And there is a destruction and also the death of people, either is soldiers, either is soldiers or civilians. But some of the development which I indicated there is that the Islamic Revolutionary Guards have released a video of indicating that they start using the Fatah 2, that is hypersonic cruise missile. This is one of the most it's a non-nuclear missile. It's a non-nuclear missile. But they are indicating that there was a fatwa which was issued from Islamic leaders within the circle of the acting supreme leader to start revenging the death of Ayatollah Khomeini. And that is now they start using the Fatah 2. And looking into that, it's one of hypersonic missile that is traveling at 18,000 kilometers per hour. It's 18,000 kilometers, not 200 kilometers per hour, not 300. It's 18,000 kilometers per hour. And they are indicating that it's one of the fastest. One of the fastest non-nuclear weapon. The Islamic Revolutionary Guards have released a video, and they're using that against Israel. And there is a lot of destruction going on. And it seems like they have underground cities. Especially where they are, keeping these weapons. And it's becoming worse every day. When it comes to the U.S., this indicated that the pressure of stopping Donald Trump to enter into the war, it did not end. The Senate did not vote in favor of stopping Donald Trump. And there's a lot of development going on. It's like, when you look at Iran and the U.S., it's like they are using what is called a Trojan horse, which is a fake image of planes, because like the Iranians are trapping the U.S. and the Israelis, especially when it comes to the using of their rockets. It's like they just put drawings in their airports, 3D drawings in the form of helicopters, but they are not real helicopters. But when you are in the jet fighter shooting at this picture, you think it's a real plane, but when you come on the ground, you realize that you're just shooting at a drawing. And there's a lot of things happening. And you will also be able to listen to the foreign minister of Iran, especially when he's speaking about the progress of the war. And after the using of Fatah 2 cruise missile, it is also indicated that there are also possibilities of using ground force. And the Iranians are saying they are very excited to meet the U.S. on the ground force, because they are waiting for them. And this will be the job of the Iranian army. And remember, all those fights that have been happening, it was not being fought by the Iranian army. It was fought by the Islamic Revolutionary Guards, which means that the army is still intact, did not work, because you have the defense, you have the defense force, but on top of the defense, you have the Revolutionary Guards. Those are the guys who are doing the heavy lifting. Those are the guys who are doing the hard jobs. The Revolutionary Guards are the one whose main objective is to protect the Islamic Republic and protecting the state. And so a lot of things happening. And it's not a good thing, especially looking at the destruction. Because using hypersonic, people must be concerned, because the war is intensifying to the next level. Because if you start using hypersonic, that will be a guaranteed destruction. Because if something is traveling at the speed more than 18,000 kilometers per hour, and it's covering a range of 400 kilometers, traveling at that range of 400 kilometers, and you only see it on arrival, you can detect it, and by the time it comes into your radar, it's when you see the impact, and it's very dangerous out there. Especially, and somebody may also ask to say, is the world going toward the use of nuclear, or is only going to end at this level? Because when they start using these weapons, we don't know what's happening next, because it's levels. And the other thing also, one of the interesting things is the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, you know, I thought it was just people making jokes. It's like he's not happy. He's not invited at the party. He's not invited at the whole party. It's like a kid who has tools, but he's not invited to play. And, you know, he's indicating that he's just a call away. Just a phone call away. Especially in joining the war. But, they are released, you know, videos from international media where North Korean leader Kim Jong-un spend 2 days inspecting his latest 5,000-ton destroyer and observing new cruise missiles. And seems like he's not happy, because he's not invited to join, you know, the Middle East war. Because he's an ally of Iran. He's an ally of Iran. And he's busy testing his missiles, because you don't know what will happen. Because after Iran, you don't know if it's you. But it seems like he's also preparing his troops for eventualities. Because the world becoming unpredictable every day. Becoming dangerous every day. Then the question should always be, where are we going to be? And how is Namibia going to survive? Especially where the economy of the globe is going to be impacted by that war. It's not only about the trade. It's not only about oil, but it's also about global alliance, and also the future of self-sustainability. Because other countries are making ways and alternatives to say, in a situation where the food supply is stopped, in the situation where the oil, you know, the sale of oil expand with 22%, as it was already doing into other countries, what would happen? In the long run, what will happen in the long run? Because if you look at the Strait of Hormuz, it's closed. Ships are being taken down there, and sort of things happening. And but we had to see how things are going to turn out. We had to see how things are going to turn out, because there must always be a way on how you react to global affairs. Because at the end of the day, life should continue. And the Middle East war, although they is inevitable, let's everybody contribute to the solutions of it, because things are getting out of hand. Things are getting out of hand, because the other thing also which happened is that there is a CAD force. It's a group of some of the militia in Iraq that Israel is also aiming to arm. But it's like they were destroyed on arrival before they enter Iran. But the next phase will be ground force, because it seems like the only way is a ground force. But the Iranians are saying they are ready, and they've been preparing for this. You don't know. There's a lot of things Either it's intimidation, it's psychological warfare, either it's a real deal. Because they are saying they are land, they fought Saddam Hussein for 8 years. And they fought a lot of wars. They are saying their land, it was never invaded for thousands of years. But we see, because US, the best thing they are good at is the air superiority. They are saying you can't fight US on air. Because they have all the jet fighters. They have greatest weapons on air. That's why when they dominated your airspace, you will not move. And the very interesting thing about, or what you need to watch about this war is that this war is not being fought by elders, apart from commanders. It's young guys. It's the youth. If you look at, the people who died, the American soldiers who died, the Iranians, you know, you only see that it's only commanders, but these are the young guys from the age of 20 to 35 there. These are the people who are at war. These are the people who are at war. I was looking at, very young, beautiful lady from the US, especially the one who ejected from a plane which was shot down. See, very young people. It's a war which is being fought by young people because the elders, they will not, because young people, we do not really know the intention. You just think that you become a hero. Once you give me that politics of what I'm going to do for my country, you really do not know whose intention. Yeah, that's why it's also becoming very traumatic, especially when you look at the history of veterans of the struggle. If you look at, for example, post-Iraqi war, what happened in the US, because these guys, their conscience can come back, and when you are growing up, you look at things that you have done. You look at the aim of the war. You look at what have happened. That's why there used to be a lot of mass shooting, particularly from the veterans, because they start revenging and all these things. But the young person, you are very fresh, young, energetic. You don't panic. They say, drop this bomb. It's easy for you because you think it's a game. But later on, you realize to say, what I did is this. This is a number of children that were killed. This is a number of women. Pregnant women, there's a number of civilians that died, and you understand that you are the one who released that bomb. It will not sit well with you. It will not sit well with you. But that is the nature of war. Let's look at short commercial break, then we will listen to a very short interview, especially from the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Iran. Then we'll look at today's conversation. But remember, we have the Villager newspaper for today. It's out. We have the Villager newspaper for today. And we'll be able also to go through, especially after 7. Let's go to a short commercial break, then we'll continue the conversation.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipura nengeno wapubwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko tete ofoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doili nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka. Okone ushendi fenawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge kwata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatuimwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kongerewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu matatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
The early bird catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombeye, where he unpacks global affairs, analyze issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yeah, we are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop. Just before we go to the conversation for today, let's listen to a very short interview, especially with the Iranian Minister of Foreign Affairs with NBC International, not NBC for Namibia, NBC International News. But let us look at this and we'll be back shortly.
Drones hit, including near a school, calling them Iranian terrorist attacks. It's the 15th country Iran has struck with drones or ballistic missiles since this weekend. Today, we spoke to Iran's foreign minister, Abbas Araghchi, about those Iranian strikes.
Why are you attacking your Muslim neighbors during the holy month of Ramadan?
Oh, please don't mistake. We have not attacked our neighbors. We have not attacked Muslim countries. We have attacked Americans' targets and Americans' bases, Americans' installations, which are unfortunately located in the soils of our neighbors.
But Minister, Iran is hitting civilian targets, striking hotels, high-rise apartments, airports in many of these countries. Those are not military targets.
Well, no, we have targeted wherever the Americans are. Maybe there have been some collateral damages, as it is in every war. This is a war of choice by the United States, and they should be held responsible for all those damages.
Minister, NATO said they shot down an Iranian missile, which Turkey says was in its airspace. Are you creating new enemies every single day?
Well, we have, you know, our military has denied firing any missile to either Turkey or Azerbaijan.
There's video of the missile on the ground. NATO has said this was fired by Iran.
Well, there is no reason why we should fire, a missile to Turkey, which is a good neighbor of us. Also, there is no reason to fire, drones to Azerbaijan. We are investigating that was what has gone wrong regarding these missiles or drones.
It comes as the Pentagon says America is winning decisively against Iran in the joint U.S.-Israeli operation. That they have complete control of the skies and are taking out Iranian ballistic missile launchers.
Ballistic missile attacks have decreased by 90% since day one. Drone attacks have decreased by 83% since day one.
It was President Trump tonight.
As soon as they set off a missile, within 4 minutes, the launcher gets hit. They don't know what's happening. But we have the greatest military anywhere in the world.
We pressed the foreign minister.
The Pentagon says America is winning decisively. Do you think they're wrong?
Well, I think, you know, now 6 days after the war, it is clear that the U.S. Has failed to achieve its main goal, which was a clean, rapid victory. They failed to achieve that, and now they are trying to justify why they did attack us.
Minister, your supreme leader was killed. Your top military leaders were killed. Your military installations have been bombed. How can you call that a failure?
Well, then what have they achieved? What was their goal? They came here for a regime change, perhaps. They came here for a rapid victory so they can, you know, control everything. But they have failed. The system is working. The commanders have been replaced, and the supreme leader is going to be replaced soon, according to the procedures set by the Constitution. So everything is in order.
Can Iran win this war, and what does winning look like for Iran?
Well, there is no winner in this war. Our win is to be able to resist against, their illegal, goals. And this is what we have done so far.
Right now, you're saying Iran does not want a ceasefire.
We are not asking for a ceasefire. And we don't see any reason why we should negotiate with the U.S. When we negotiated with them twice, and every time they attacked us at the middle of negotiations.
So who comes next after the Ayatollah?
There are reports that Ayatollah Khamenei's son is a front runner. Is that true?
Well, actually, I have not, exact information. There are many rumors around. But we have to wait for the assembly of experts to choose the new supreme leader.
We asked about the American submarine that took out this Iranian battleship with a torpedo.
The world saw your battleship sunk in the Indian Ocean. Dozens of Iranian sailors died. Your response was, quote, mark my words, the U.S. will come to bitterly regret the precedent it has set. So what is Iran going to do? And at this point, given the state of your military right now, what can you do?
Well, first of all, that was a training ship, which was invited by the Indian Navy to take part in an exercise. The ship was unarmed. So attacking an unarmed ship full of, training officers and sailors is, a war crime, I have to say.
What type of military would allow a battleship into the ocean with no weapons on board?
Well, because it was, the goal was not, their aim was not going to war. They meant for an exercise.
And tonight, Israel striking Iranian internal security forces it says are responsible for those recent brutal crackdowns on Iranian protests. We spoke to one man inside of Iran tonight who asked us to conceal his identity for his safety, telling us his reaction to the U.S. and Israeli airstrikes.
I was exhilarated that finally someone has stood to these nasty people who just machine gun empty-handed protesters.
Now he's worried the strikes will end too soon, allowing the government to stay in power.
Just help us. I'm afraid if the help and military action will stop, so they can recover. And again, after stopping, they will come and hunt for us. Even if my house is bombed by U.S. or Israel, they are not responsible. Regime is responsible. They have caused this.
He says the internet is cut off in Iran. We asked the foreign minister.
Inside Iran right now, we've heard that the government is cutting off the internet. Why are you closing off information for the Iranian population while this crisis is unfolding?
Well, this is not the case. Almost all Iranians have access to social networks. In some cases, for security reasons, we have, cut access to internet.
President Trump has not ruled out boots on the ground in Iran. Are you afraid of a U.S. invasion in your country?
No, we are waiting for them.
You are waiting for the U.S. military to invade the ground troops?
Yes, because we are confident that we can confront them. And that would be a big disaster for them.
Minister, the White House will likely see this interview. What is your message to President Trump?
Well, my message is that their plan A to achieve a clean, rapid victory in Iran has failed. I'm sure the plan B would even a bigger failure. So there is no way that they can win the war.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
What's not to love about USAVE's special end of February combo? For just 589 Namibian dollars, you can get 10 kilogram bags of each of the following essential foods: Champion Super Maize Meal, Nice Rice Parboiled Rice, Bokomo Fit Cooked Flour, and Marathon Brown or White Sugar. That's just 589 Namibian dollars for 4 10 kilogram bags of essential products. Yes, we all save at USAVE.
As long as it takes, we resist. So they better to stop this war and stop killing our people.
While President Trump tonight with a message to Iran.
And I'm once again calling on all members of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, the military, and the police to lay down their arms. They're only going to be killed.
And on the issue of those rising oil prices, the foreign minister told me Iran has no intention to close the Strait of Hormuz right now. But as the war continues, he told me he will consider every scenario. We thank you for watching. And remember, stay up.
Yeah, that is what's happening. That is what's happening on the, not the Iranian ground, but in the Middle East. And one should be really concerned. And let's hope this war is coming to an end. Because if you have to fight the war of people who have already seen life, and you are very young, and you will not see the future to come. And why do people destroy each other to that extent? Whose objectives are they, you know, acquiring? And you start realizing that human beings, we did not change. Only the technology which have changed, because war have started a long time ago. It's only that the firepower have changed, which have changed. The empires have been there. They came and went. But, you know, human beings, they continue to be the same. And our people are focusing on war in the Middle East. Africans, we forget about hunger that we are going through. We forget about poverty in Somalia, poverty in Sudan, worse humanitarian crisis in South Sudan. And we forget about the suffering of people in Democratic Republic of Congo. And also the suffering of our people in Angola and in Namibia too. Because remember that while we are focusing on other things, remember there is still a problem. We still have problems at home that we are not able to feed ourselves. That's why our focus should be, yes, we must be concerned. Yes, we must look at, because now we find people fighting. No, Israel is winning, US is winning, Iran is winning. That should not, yes, we should concern us, but what is our main priority? Which war are we fighting? We are fighting the war of hunger. We are fighting the economic warfare. And we are fighting a lot of battles that... we are fighting, yes, Namibia, we are fighting the war of inequality. That's why that should be our battle, where they are fighting each other with Fatah too. Our objective is to come up with the project that can defeat hunger, the project that can unite us, and also the project or the plan that can also assist in working together of our policymakers, unlike where they want to start the war of words too. Because at the end of the day, is what do you do for your country, and what best can you do moving forward. And like we indicated, when we speak about the aspect of e-governance, the aspect of, you know, technology, when you have to trace back, when you look at the technological policies, we have to trace back 20 years ago to where we are, you will be able to understand that in terms of governance and also electronic system, you must be able to see that we have moved far. We have moved far. You look at universities, you look at information being disseminated, you look at WhatsApp communication, because WhatsApp just came. And those days, the communication has always been traditional way of communication, communication in terms of hard copy documents. But if you look at how things are, every government, every agency has a WhatsApp. Every document communicated is hard copy and also soft copy. And also the internet coverage, one must be able really to understand that when it's coming to e-governance, you can't have e-governance without infrastructure. And you cannot have e-governance without, internet connectivity. But one must be able to look into that context and really understand that we have moved as a country. But the question is that what is inequality doing to equal distribution of electronic services? Good morning.
Yes, Shombe.
Yes, how are you?
Good, Joseph.
I'm well. How have you been? Hello?
Yes.
How are things going?
I
did not hear from you in a long time. I thought you were in the Middle East.
I'm around.
Oh, just around, eh? So
I know, you're just following.
Oh, okay. No, it's good. What is your view today?
No, just back on the war. You know, we said it. God is coming.
Yeah, I remember.
Just prepare for your swimming costume. Yeah. So this is what we said many times. Even if you call for the escalations or diplomacy in Nigeria, there is only one thing that you need to understand it. And the entire thing, nothing was negotiated. That's what you need to do. And the diplomacy is just a game of a week in time. If you are weak, you can go on the negotiating table. Do you think an empire can go on the negotiation on the table? They impose their will. If you don't want the job. And if the empire decided to go to war, there's nothing that you're going to do. Fortunately, now the Iranians, they are ready to defend their sovereignty. That's the only option they have. If they either to fight or to surrender, to fight to their death.
And these guys are resilient. I did not see that coming also. I also maybe underestimated them.
I just afraid that the US, they might learn the same lesson they learned in Vietnam.
Do you think these guys have a nuclear? Because I think the way they are elevating, it's like they have something behind also.
Yeah, but because what you need to understand is to say, even Trump is worried, after they send all those warships and all the technology, the Iranians and the Iranians are not scared much. They are not breaking down.
No, they are not breaking down. And I just think that they also have a strong supply also, because this thing is global now. Why Kim want to enter? He's very angry about being uninvited.
No, it's not true.
No. I've seen the comedy and memes that people are making, but we have seen the test. If you look the test of his nuclear,
You must understand how media works.
Yeah.
They can push a narrative.
Yeah.
They can push a narrative to say, look, they want the North Korean to enter the war, or they're just making joke about it.
No. But recently, if you look even official website, he's testing his weapon. I don't know if it's just timing. He's testing his cruise missile, or I don't know.
Because the thing is to say, there's no way. You cannot satisfy an empire. You understand? Empire is just there to
expand
its global dominance. Even if you agree today, just even if you go in the history of what in the history of Iran, you could see that the government which was there then, it was overthrown with the assistance of the Americans. This is the one for Ayatollah. It came to power because of the Americans at the time. Now when, you know, there is something that we did not talk, you guys, the white man fears. That one we are going to say to say talk it one day.
What is
there is unless we investigate me,
yeah,
you understand the white man fear. My bro, this war will never see peace. And the white man fear just one thing.
Mm.
Just for you to understand, the white man fear just fear to for a black man or who, as long as you are not black, just to understand the system the white man give you, and use that system to compete or against the white man system.
Mm-hmm.
That's why every time when they give you the system, I said it inside to say, look, did you know that most of African countries, the economy always collapsed after 30 years of independence?
Mm-hmm.
Because at the time I came black, you know, when you try to understand how things work and try to also to understand sovereignty issue and what, they will always send you back.
So you are scaring me. You are also saying that we are going down, but the numbers are also not lying. Is that what you're also saying about Namibia? Because we are moving down also.
Namibia have been, you know, immediately toward 30 years of independence, our economy is going down. Why? Because you have to start over. In South Africa, when Becky took over, he realized, Becky is a true economist. It's a conservative person, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's a nationalist. Then they have to send South Africa back. They put Zuma now, you see. Because you have to ask why the Americans now they have to say no, the government must go back to the black, because they understood to say, look, the same thing that happened to the country like the USA and what the Australia and all those countries, it's going to happen because they are going to demand independence. The white South African government, at the time they could have already declared independence, that they no longer want to be proxy of what? Proxy government of England or America. What the white man fear is just for you to know the system he gave you and use that system to compete or against it.
Now what do you think about...
Yeah.
What do you think about other European countries who are saying are not joining the war?
Which one? Look, that one, you know how the empire works. That's why I say, you see, the even American Trump said, look, with Spain, we can just fly in there, man. What are you going to do? And you see, he says, what the war? You see?
Yeah.
Or they can put tariff on you. You see? I tell you, because, man, there is what you call the tournament of war. It's a sport of, they even call it apparently the lawyer sport. War. That is the sport of the empire. Back then it was the king. When there was monarchy, then the ultimate goal was everything was about war. Because for you to accept, you know, dominance. You have to go to war.
Now, why is because Arachi was asked a question to say, are you guys getting support from Russia and China? And then he said, we are not going to reveal our military cooperation. You already know that it has been there. Why China is very quiet? Why Russia is not confronting openly? And why do they just allow their BRICS country to fight, or they are already in there?
That's why I said, yes. That's why you see, when you see the country of those Middle East country, Arab country, the Arabia, then the economy was booming. You see now, because of this conflict, the economy is going down. Because this war is going to destroy most of their infrastructures. They have to start over.
And didn't I say they understand this thing of...
And they are going to start over. And that is how the entire way came up. You see, if they see you progressing, The ultimate goal is to send you down so that we can start over. Why the empire is fighting in Iran is to make sure Kuchara. Iran has no capacity in terms of military, in terms of technology, ne? To be at a level where the Americans are or the NATO countries are, so that they are going to compete for the hegemonic position.
So they don't want him to enter the table of big boys.
I'm telling you, they can put all the reasons. Ah, no, the reason, because of now the nuclear war, that is not the reason. Because it was the reason. As when there was a scramble of Africa and they invite Africa, what was the reason? Was there any nuclear here?
No, there was no nuclear. Now, how do you, how do you think now, these things will turn out, and what do you think Africans should do? Because there must always be an end to that. How do you think they are going to turn out?
To say, look, the flood is coming, just prepare for the swimming coast, but otherwise you are going to die.
Now, where are we going to swim? You guys were advising us to move to the, to the east.
The flood is not coming to negotiate with you.
It's coming to take,
The water is just moving the way they want to move. Whether it's going in your house, whether it's destroying your building, that is up to you. Most of Ambakuto Ambukunde did to come and get in Ariamos. It's a trial like that. Ne? That's why I said that when you just need to, unfortunately, there are only, we just need to understand one thing. To say, if you understand the white man's fear, then you need to start learning, because they want monopoly. They want to exert commercial advantage, you know? So they want dominance everywhere. So you yourself, if you cannot now try to understand, because the problem I have seen is to say, look, we have seen people are apparently they want to develop or they want to compete, they want to do what. But as long as you don't understand the footprint of the colonialism, and the white man fear, Bosa, you cannot move. You need the proper interface to understand this guy.
Okay. Okay. Now let us look at, because I wanted actually to call you, let us look at the issue of oil and gas. Do you think Angola is the way to go, or do you think we are still going to continue suffering and not considering Angola and oil, or we are going to deal with the price which is coming? Well, what do you think is the way? Because there's nothing coming from the Middle East since I know.
You know, you also need to understand the infrastructure in Angola of oil infrastructure is backed by who? Which country is backing it? So what you need to understand.
Yeah.
First of all, this is not an Angolan who is behind this capacity.
Yeah, but I'm speaking about in terms of price and.
Yeah, no, that's why I said that. That is the only way. Having an oil in Angola, that was, but. You have already seen that in the past, the global market now doesn't want, especially in South Africa, the white people in South Africa, they don't want Namibia to buy oil from Angola. They want Namibia to buy oil through South Africa. That's their market. So now that, but Angola, it's just here. Ne? Whether you are buying oil itself, whether you it's an issue of refinery, the oil in Angola is supposed to be cheap.
Yeah.
That was the alternative, direct alternative. Then you need now to bring in your diplomacy now, because you are all weak state. You know, you need to negotiate now.
Yeah. Ne?
But I'm saying, diplomacy, as you are saying, is for the weak. Diplomacy is for the smart. You cannot win diplomacy.
Yeah, there are small countries that became powerful through diplomacy too.
Like China. China is the biggest diplomatic state that you can ever find in this global world.
And they are patient.
They are patient, but because for them, while they are building military capacity now, but they are just on the economy. Simple mathematics. Their warfare is there on the economy, on the market, global market.
And it's like they are not also again ready to risk their lives unless it's toward them. Yeah.
But you remember now they are testing their military technology and weapon and software and everything in Iran now. Otherwise, you remember Americans and the European, especially they have experience in the war. They call it a tournament of war. They have been in tournament for war for too long.
They've been around there.
There was a tournament that's what you call guys the first and the second world. That was a tournament of war. Among the Europeans.
And when they come here in Africa, it's just for exercising. And they come to fight terrorists, it's just for exercising.
Yeah. Just if you ask how many war Americans have fought.
They fought every continent.
That's why, don't only count about the war. You must also count the technology. Advancement every time they are fighting. Because they are learning. They are improving their military software engineering. But if you are not fighting, how are you going to improve? That's why you see the Americans now, the Chinese. They have to assist. If they are not testing their weapon through that the world, only to find out which are they have gone and the system is failing. You can see people are saying, in Israel there. They have the most sophisticated, airspace.
Air defense. It's the U.S.
Or is it to realize that, it cannot work. It cannot work. Why, those missiles from Iran traveling almost 2,000 kilos. That's why I say, look, you need to say, even if North Korea is,
No, he's not sleeping to these days.
Now you want to test his technology. The guys, the technology to see whether they are ready or not.
Why you guys are not inviting me to the party? Yeah, no. He's like a kid with a ball, but they don't want to invite him.
The thing is, us as a country, we have a lot of to do. We can call for diplomacy, the escalation and what. The empire have already decided to go to war. There's not any big, because they have to protect their reputation as a what? As a superpower. As a great ever. You must always listen to when Trump's speaking. We are the greatest. Don't think Americans are going to back down because of that. No. They are not going back.
And when you look at the home, it's like even the Senate, they are also supporting war because they voted yesterday.
Supporting the war?
Yeah, they're almost 50-50, but the majority, they are for.
You need to understand one thing. America is just a person with rest and right. It's dependent which angle, whether or not you are talking about you, whether or not you are talking about you, whether or not you are talking
about you. It's still one person.
Yeah, your left hand is a bit weak. But if you are talking about you, the radical, the nationalist, the true nationalist is the Republican. Around the globe. It was those nationalists, American nationalists.
I think Bush is also a Republican, eh?
Yeah, they are the one who conquered the whole world. From Okudaka English, whatever. Or your name, those are the guys. But no, to them all, it's a sport. And they can bomb you without
anytime.
And they don't care. That's why you must also listen to what these guys are talking to say, look, whoever's written in America, everywhere, are going to hunt you down.
And these are the young guys. The secretary of, secretary of war, he's young.
Oh? because me, you must read one book why Europe or Americans conquer the world. Read that book by Philip Sambad. That's the way you are going to see Kucha. To them, it's a war, it's a sport. You understand? To them, war is a sport. They call it a yellow spot. That's why they had been fighting each other in that second and first world war, first and second world war. They call it the tournament of war. To them, it's a tournament of war. So while you are thinking there to say, maybe they are not going to back down because they always have revenge in mind. Remember what they are saying about the Iran. They kill what was in this, what are they in this year, they did this and this and this. They will never forget.
What about those who are saying it's an Israeli war?
If you see it from it's an Israeli war, yes. But you remember, Israel was created by who? By both Americans and the European Union. These are the people who created that state. But when you see in their grit, you know, but when you see the people who are saying apparently, those are not Jews. Jews from where? Those are not Jews. Jews from where? If they are Jews, they are not original Jews. Those people have been in the country, scattered in all, you know, nations. They have already lost their, what they have married to. Do you think Jews have been always marrying each other? Those are the Jews. Jews, they have been around the world where they have mixed. They're not Jews. But these are people who are just created. That state was created by the Americans and the European Union. And the Russians, they were also part of that. They agreed to create Israel. But if you see, you must see it from economic and pride, point of view. In the plan when they said the great Israel. Because they want to connect. Israel must go up to occupy all the space until Iran. So that they can connect to the Gulf, you know?
Yeah, the Gulf.
So that they can control. Actually, when you see the plan, is to say Israel must have an ocean or even connect to the ocean at the Gaza side and also on the other side of Africa.
What will happen to those 90 million people? Are you saying if the regime have changed, somebody who can come over from the West can control the Iranians, or it's just going to be a disaster?
No, for me, it depends, because the outcome depends on the strength of the Iranian to fed off, you know, the empire's domination. Because the only country that have power there in the middle is just Iran. Because it's only Iran who said no to Israel, to whatever the Americans. The rest country, you see, Kucha, all those Middle East countries, they always have military base of America.
Was it the whole plan to encircle Iran, or how come it's starting giving a picture now to say you are surrounded by, what kind of neighbor are you?
Because for them, because the story the Americans are spreading is to say Iran is a threat. But the Americans, they are there to say, what they want is just oil and the market, you know, and market and to be strategic so that they control, because they want to push. Because now, in terms of economy now, they want to make sure future. When they control Venezuela oil and the oil in the Middle East, including the Iranians, they are already in the pocket.
Everyone now, is buying from them,
Now they have to control the Chinese now. And the Indian through the oil. That's, you see, the Chinese are pushing this, green energy. you know, because they knew if they are not pushing for the green energy and America took over the oil, they have to go to their knees. Because Americans want every oil to be sold, it must be through them. You understand? It must be through them. It's them to determine the price of the oil.
Okay, now just maybe 2 minutes. Let's look at home. What can... Just hold on.
When life starts squeezing me like a lemon, I know what to do.
With Express Credit's easy payday loans, you can get up to 9,000 Namibian dollars to help ease your financial squeeze in under 15 minutes. Visit expresscredit.com.na. Express Credit, money when you need it.
Okay, let us look at the home. The best advice, the best economic strategy, and for us not only to depend, not really to say on the world, not only to everything is happening around, then we go under the table. What is that we need to do, what we need to focus on, especially at home? Because we have a lot of things to do.
That little number I gave, which for them, just to prepare for the front, that was the threat.
Now, is that the threat or what? What kind of front is that?
For you to prepare for the front, you must understand the front. Understand the pattern of the front. Because this is not the first front that you always have. Understand, that's why I say understand international politics and economy. Without the front, first, if you don't understand yourself, then you don't understand international politics, economy. You are going nowhere. Simple mathematics.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lazarus. Thank you for the contribution. That is what's happening. And always very happy, especially when you get a broader perspective to say how things are going, how they have been going. What is the history teaching us? Because everybody must read history. For you to understand the way you are and where you are going, you must understand history. And history is history of everything, history of human behaviors. And the question should always be, although we are looking at what the world is going through, the question is, how can we strategically position ourselves? You know, troubles has been there, and doesn't mean that we are not going to live. We are going to live, but live how? Influence have been there. Diplomacy have been there. What kind of diplomacy are we using? Are we saying yes to everything? Are we also finding a way? Because remember, in this world, everybody needs each other. When the superpowers are bombing each other, what are we learning from those fights? Especially the reason of them bombing each other. Is oil, is interest, is geopolitical control. Where are we going to be in the next 20 years? Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Yes, how are you?
Good to you, boss.
I'm well. How is the Friday?
Friday is great.
All right.
So far, so fine, yeah. And then on the other side, we are progressing very, very well.
You are progressing very well, eh?
Yeah.
Okay, what is your view? What is your contribution today?
Man, what is your topic? Because my radio is not good. And then, but I overheard when I put on my app, you guys were talking about Iran and Iraq.
Yeah, we are speaking about e-governance, but the issue of Middle East is also on the table, especially how the war is escalating. What is that we need to do as a small country? Because our concern is always the impact of that war. And how do you think maybe it's going to turn out? Because people are concerned. The latest update is to say these guys are using hypersonic missiles already, which are very dangerous. And it's like Iran is not backing off. They are saying they are ready apparently for ground force. I don't know if it's
Iran is not supposed to back off. We want Iran to win that war so that the world can be free. That is what we want. Yeah. So whenever we go to sleep and pray, we say Allah, Iran must win, because we cannot live in the world that intends that actually stands like jungles where there are no law. You see, this is the problem that we are actually facing. So there are a lot of things that most people does not understand what America has done to the world. So So especially there in the Middle East. So as we speak, Iran is the last country that Netanyahu has pledged to destroy so that Israelis can have a greater Israel. You see? So what right now there are two things involved. Israelis want to project this power so that they can control, so that they can expand, like they say, the greater Israelis, exactly like the same way the American has done. And then what they want is also to control the flow of the global economies at the checkpoint there at that Strait of Hormuz. And then they want to break apart the BRICS. Yeah, so that is the most important that the Americans want. So these things of Americans talking about nuclear, the Iranians want to build a nuclear weapons and something like that is a complete liar. So if you remember in 2015 when Barack Obama became the president, they come up with an agreement called the JCPOA. And this was signed a joint comprehensive action, something like that. And this was signed by the P5 plus the EU, the European Union. And then on that agreement, they agreed that the Iranians' nuclear enrichment is only for domestic, it's for peace. And the Iranians, they decided to, they agreed that they are only going to enrich up to 3.67, enough only for domestic. So when Trump comes in power in 2016, he withdraw that document and tear it up. What does that mean? When they were in Geneva right now, the Iranians presented the same document and they agreed. They said, look, we don't have a problem. The Americans, they somehow come up with things that they knew that the Iranians will not agree to it, because what when they find out that, look, the Iranians, they say, oh, look, we can go back to the JPLO, JPOA. We can agree to save to 3.6, and then we can also allow the international atomic bombs, this one of Rafael Grossi, come and do like that they were doing in 2015.
The agency.
Yeah. They put their cameras there, their inspectors were there watching as to how the Iranians do. So it's nothing about that. What they want is to destroy Iran, remove the government, and put the new government. So what they want is Iran to be a prior country like they did to Israel. I mean, to Syria. You remember yesterday or the day before yesterday, Trump was actually boasting that, yeah, Syria is now fine. And then because that man that I put there is a very good, how could you be feeling that you are in your country, but the president that is ruling you was actually put there by somebody else?
And it's like, the son of a Shah is not popular anymore. And they said it's not an option anymore.
How can he be popular if he was for 47 years, he was never in Iran?
And I was also feeling for him to say, how are you going to enter that country? Are you even going to last for a day?
They will kill him.
And he's optimistic to say he was going back. But do you think US can put the boots on the ground?
No. Look, what the USA was proposing. You know, the Americans, they are actually finding it difficult for them to convince the general public of the Americans as to why do they went to war. And that is very difficult for them to put boots on the ground. The boots on the ground, you know, the Americans are very good to spin things. The boots on the ground that the actualists wanted is to arm the kids. There is a militant group of the cats that the Americans used to use. So in 2015, in 2011, when they started the war of Syria, when they wanted to remove, that was now under Barack Obama, they used the same groups, the ISIS, the Boko Haram, and the Hamas. And then they gave them the name called the model rebels. Mm-hmm. They armed them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now they went on Wednesday. Trump spoke to the leaders of the kids, and then they instructed the CIA to start their operations and arm them. Yesterday at around four. On Wednesday midnight, the Iranians launched three missiles. They hit the head officer in Iraq of the Kurds, and then also the one at the border of Iraq. They were beaten already. They were trying, because they were armed quickly, and then they were beaten, and now they are disabled completely. So the arm of the boots on the ground that they were actually referring to was not actually the American, it was the Kurds.
Yeah, because the Iranians, I think they are excited to meet them on the battleground. I don't know how.
Yeah, the Iranians, their intelligence has already picked up.
Oh.
Yeah, they were disabled already.
But the question is, how did they manage to be functioning all this time, even if they are bombed?
Who?
The Iranians, they are bombed, but they are still functioning. They are still releasing missiles.
You think they are alone?
No, that's the question now. No,
they are not
alone.
The Iranians radars or airspace is locked to that of the Chinese and the Russian.
Mm-hmm.
The Russian and the Chinese themselves, they know this is the war for us. That's why I'm telling you, this is the war against BRICS.
Mm-hmm.
You need to understand that if the Americans won, and then they happen to put a government there, they will control the whole global flows of the world economy.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can now decide who is going to work with them and who is not going to work with them.
Mm-hmm. So things are at stake also, ne, for BRICS.
Of course.
Now, okay. Let's see how things are going to turn out, and what can we do in Namibia, especially looking at either economy or what can we learn from this as Namibians, either youth or government? Because at the end of the day, we need to eat at home and survive. What do you think we need to learn as a country? As a very small country, I know we don't. We are not directly involved, but we are impacted negatively.
It will impact us, obviously, like the oil industry, it will impact us, obviously. But what would you do when, you see, this is the problem.
Mm.
I think what we were supposed to do here, if we could, most of our oil comes from there.
Mm.
And then, you need oil to have the infrastructures running, economical infrastructures running.
Mm-hmm.
So what is going to happen is that the food is going to be more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But the government of us, our government, does not have money to subsidize that, because the government was supposed to be in the position to say, okay, now we have this crisis.
Mm-hmm.
We have to protect the average Namibian peoples by subsiding either the oil, how long is that going to take until the situations go down, or because once you subside the oils, or if you don't increase the oil, then life will be somehow better. But once you say the liter is going to be 25 or so, then everything goes up, because
transport.
The economies of the countries is depends on energy, and this is where I said we need to actually come up with a way as to how we somehow diversify our energy security.
Yeah,
when each and every times when I came in the group, I say, look, we need a nuclear power station.
Yeah.
And then we need a refinery.
Mm.
Those are the things that we can say, because once you have a refinery, then you'll be able to buy more crude oils, which is going to be cheap.
Mm.
then you can even have a reserve that can take you up to 2 or 3 years. But now if you don't have any of those facilities, obviously then you are vulnerable. So then you must be in the positions of having money so that you can somehow cover your average student of your country. Yeah.
So just hold on. Then we can come back shortly. Hold on.
Eshi wataloka umekwembelo taveli pulanga helipi ngengo vamono we uya kofikola no 10th gen iPad ipopo ya dimoshi packet top score instant uyaita kwifindano talishambula lokushuna kofikola mondoma eveja vaino milongo mbali na hamano opauningo mfindani wakamwe komo iPad aveli bahetatu obo tavaka findanwa ilo mano kavaucha ko ipumbi wa fikola yongushu ya dola eo vilimwe danamibia oshipu nengono lando kashako ko KG imwe eleke KG dilimbali ko top score instant okujamo fitola keshe moshi longwashe ndeto SMS oshicha instant totumu kombali oneveli vatatu nombali efi afanueli otali kulumo milongo na tunali mwe amarija mondoma eveja vaino milongo mbali na hamano e mangono malandula fanu odo dino kulandurwa top score a proud product of Namibi Mills.
Just two words. Angola, Nigeria. Our first shipment for African Continental Free Trade Area was to Nigeria, and Namibia has been speaking about expanding trade with Nigeria. Do you think taking oil from Nigeria would be a better option, even if companies are almost the same? Do you think Angola is also a better option? What do you think about that? And the other thing which I also ask is about pumping more money into this energy fund. I don't know how much we have in the energy fund, but one of the things that we spoke about is subsidization. If we pump more money, let me say we pump more money, can that sustain us for a long time?
Pump more money on what?
There's an energy fund that the Ministry of Energy always used to, especially to subsidize in a situation where oil price increase sometimes to maintain the price.
The petrol fund.
You know, not petrol fund. They say fund of the Ministry of Energy and Mines. The money that you used, you know, that time when they review the price of oil. They always make sure that if they are able, they maintain the price. But it's a ministry which is paying for that on behalf of the people.
Yeah, I know. Most of us, the motorists, there are levies that we
exactly is what I'm talking about. That one, yeah.
Yeah, we can do that, but is that sustainable?
No, that's a question now.
Yeah, is that sustainable? And this is not the first time we are doing. We have been doing it. I remember during Sam Nujoma's when he left, it was about 5 to 6 billion of federal fund. Mm-hmm. That money was used to subsidize.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know where there is. Perhaps maybe the government is somehow trying. But
can I not just put it from the budget? Is it not necessary? How should I do that? Don't we have emergency fund for the country? Then we just put it there. But it's another game also to maintain, unlike waiting for the levies.
I really don't know how the government bureaucracies work. You know, there are a lot of things that you have to go across and try and get those things.
Mm-hmm.
Either way that it will work, I would say if we somehow think it's the way that we want it will sustain the countries or it will work in the interest of the nations, then that will be fine.
Mm-hmm.
But what I am saying is that it will be better if we use that fund to diversify the energy securities for the country. Because that is a long-term, long-term sustainable,
solution.
Objective.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You see, that's why let me give you an example, like the Chinese. The Chinese have got a lot of refineries and a lot of nuclear power. And on top of that, they also have solar power.
Mm-hmm.
That is a diversification of energies, you see. So, because every country's economies depend on energy. If you don't have energy, let me give you one thing of things that I always have observed.
Mm.
As we are some now speaking, the Europeans are in the crisis. You know, they sanctioned themselves mm-hmm. by saying that they are not going to use any of the Russians' energy, be mm-hmm. it oil, be it gas or something like that. Now, Qatar, during the war, they cut their plant mm-hmm. for that produce LNG. They cut, they close it completely. And then in the Gulf, in the Persian Gulf, ships are not coming out.
Uh-huh.
NATO attacked, Russia, the Russians, tanker, LNG tanker.
Mm.
It was on the Indian, it was on the coast of Libya.
Mm-hmm.
It cannot, with a drone, it cannot be, it cannot be Ukraine, because that is far from Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
So, as yesterday, I think today is Friday. Né?
Yeah.
Yesterday, Friday, Friedrich Merz, the Chancellor of Germany,
mm-hmm.
went to Washington D.C. to Trump,
mm-hmm.
pleading, saying, "Look, man, we are in the crisis of energy. Would you call Putin and say, look, can you lift the sanctions of Rosneft? Rosneft is a Russian oil company, Prospectus, and it has got some it has got some branches. What do you call branches?
Yeah, it's branches, subsidiaries.
In Germany. Mm. Now he's just there, he's not doing anything because it was sanctions. Now he's saying, look, can you please convince Putin to lift the sanctions? Because they have got no oil. You see? This mm-hmm. is the problem. They are very much in crisis. That is the problem. And that's why they could not come and join
the war.
Because you can't wage war when your economy is weak.
Yeah.
That is the problem.
Yes, due to time, thank you for now.
Just give me a little bit. I wanted to say the green hydrogen things is not a Chinese project.
Mm.
It's a European project. It was adapted in France.
Mm-hmm.
Chinese are just competing with every aspect of economy that they come up with. That's why they are saying, we have a problem in this war, the Cold War that we are actually having now.
Mm.
It's a war against China, specifically for China.
Mm-hmm.
That Cold War that we have. So I think maybe I might get time one day and then I can come up and explain it.
No problem. We can come back. We can invite you for a special show. Then we tackle that, especially the green energies. People, we don't understand it very well. It's a bit complicated, but we'll be able to look into that also.
That is a hawk like Trump saying. True.
We'll also talk about your friend from Canada, but one day.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you for your contribution. Thank you very much. And let us look at what is on top of the Villager newspaper today. On top of the page of the Villager newspaper, stated that only 45.3% complained with beneficial ownership declaration. Only 45.3% compliant with beneficial ownership declaration. And that is from BIPA. To say we are standing at 45.3%. That is below 50%. And let's push. Maybe before May, before the final assessment of the Financial Action Task Force will be found at or above 50%. And that is coming from 33% there, which means that when it's coming to beneficial ownership, when it comes to businesses in Namibia, that is still a problem. Let us look at page 2. It's content extended, page 2. Download an app, recharge with Paratus, and get your data. Page 3, you have a celebration of 36 years of Namibia independence. That is brought to you by a woman block. They sailed there. They $79.99 for real good chicken, 1.5 kg. That is fat cake, 10 kg fat cake, wheat flour. Bokoma fat cake, wheat flour. That is for 10 kg at $137.99. Then you also be able to get other products from Woman Block. You get quality. You will get quality products. You will get quality products. You will be able also to get, you know, there's ice creams. There's fresh milk. Then you'll be able also to get that 2 liter of fresh milk, full cream, just at $40.99. Then if you come to page 4, there's an article to say public entities encouraged to list on NSX, that is Namibia Security Exchange, and public entities are encouraged to do that. Then you can also be able to look at page 5 to say there's an article by Dwight Links that is looking at commerce, Erongo dominate research infrastructure distribution. So it's only in commerce and Erongo that you find the dominance in research infrastructure distribution. And from Rundu, Tahozongandu, and my colleague Anakreta, there's an article there, and I wish you safe, my colleague there. This indicated that the ministry provide offset instead of compensation for crocodile attacks. Seems like crocodiles in Kavango, they are still engaging within human and wildlife conflict, and that is still a concern. And we also do not understand, because even yesterday one of the elephants was put down there at Ngurumbashi after killing a woman. I don't know what's happening. Is it the drought which is making these animals to move this way, or it is the time? This is an article, page 7, that is saying Rundu set for infrastructure boost. To say Rundu is expanding in terms of infrastructure development, and that is you'll be able to get that conversation. When you come to page 8, you'll be able to find an opinionated paper. An opinionated article by NHP staff writer that is on preventative healthcare at the Center of Member Wellbeing Health before it becomes claim. Look at page 9, you'll be able also to see. Say today the Villager newspaper is loaded, and you cannot afford to miss it. Get page 9. It's investing in unstoppable give to gain the new currency. There's an article. There's an opinionated article there by Connie, Marine Thesey. And, when you come to page 10, don't miss USave Sale. Don't miss USave Sale. Whether you want to buy a real good chicken of $199 for 4 kg. You want to buy tomato sauce. If you want to buy Rice King. If you want to buy the combo of $589, where you have 10 kg of both super maize meal, Bokomo fat cook, wheat flour, nice rice, and also you choose between white or brown sugar. Make sure that you read the Villager newspaper for today. Subscribe and make sure that you like and share the Villager newspaper so that you will not miss out. And dear listeners, this will bring us to the end of our conversation. Will bring us to the end of this morning conversation. And we are saying for today, enjoy your Friday. And we'll be able to transfer the mic to the big mic. Bye-bye for now. And see you around. And watch. There is the big boys on the battleground. U.S. is saying we have the greatest army in the world by far. We come with all the toys. Kim Jong-un is saying, guys, why are you eating alone? I just want to be invited to the party. And here the Iranians are saying, come on the ground, we are very happy to meet you. But yeah, see you around. Sharp, sharp.
Get your glow on with ShopRite's hair and beauty range. Visit your nearest store and buy everything you need to nourish your skin, love your hair, and look your best. Keep on shining with deals like Darling Yucky Braids, all variants, any two for 24 Namibian dollars. And 1 liter organics shampoo or conditioner, all variants, for only 79 Namibian dollars 99 each. Don't miss out on our great deals to get your glow on. Offers valid until 8 March 2026. Only at ShopRite.